part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Let's say good morning to Laura. Laura, how you been?
I have been great. I'm on vacation, so that's always great.
Yeah, well, you're still on vacation, so good for you. Thank you so much for giving us 5 or 10 minutes here then.
No problem. I'm sitting on my deck looking over the Rocky Mountains, so
No complaints. Oh, hey, maybe you and I can FaceTime later. I need some Rocky Mountain time.
It's good for your mental health, that's for sure.
Good for you.
Excuse me, what's mental health? No, I'm just kidding. How you been?
I have been good. How about you guys?
Doing fine.
Yeah, real good.
Doing real well. So, what's the latest on the new building? When are you going to open and all that good stuff?
They're doing finish work this week. Our goal is November 1st. You know, give or take a few days because some things come up, you know. But our goal is November 1st, which is not bad. That's only 30 days past our original goal. And as you know, when you're doing, you know, all that kind of work, it can go awry fast or get delays, especially right now. I mean, that's one thing I've certainly learned is that the building trades industry is swamped right now. You know, I think they didn't work for lots of months because of COVID, and they have trouble getting supplies. So it's kind of like, wait, and then they get supplies, and then it's like work nonstop until those run out again. And so, you know, there's just been, I mean, it's crazy the impact that COVID has all the way across things that you wouldn't think it has, should have an impact on, but it does. So, you know, opening are right around November 1st, and it's all coming along. Cabinets on the wall, flooring is getting finished. I mean, trim's going up, so we're really excited.
When's the health department going to join you officially? The day of the opening, or are you going to have them in a week or so after?
I think they'll be a little bit after. They just have so many records to move.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and they're working fast and furious trying to get at things on electronic records as fast as they can. I mean, nobody wants to move things that you don't have to move. So they're working really hard on that, and if that needs to happen anyway. And, you know, frankly, with all the COVID testing that they're in charge of and things, they're, you know, I mean, they are really swamped right now. So I think they'll be with us by the first of the year. I don't think they're in a big process to have to move fast. So I think their soft goal is beginning of the year.
What's your analysis of the current COVID situation?
You know, it's interesting. I think locally we're doing okay. I'm holding, you know, about the same place we were as far as positivity rates and things. I know Indiana as a state is a little worse. I know there's some Chicago to Indiana bans, travel bans and things now. So Indiana in certain spots is worse, but I think locally for us, we've held steady. I think it's very interesting. You know, we've finished up the first 9 week period at schools, and I don't know that anybody really thought we were going to get through that without everybody being on e-learning, but the schools have done a good job, and, you know, we've got through a quarter of the school year. That's amazing already. So I think we're holding our own at the local level, and that's, I mean, unless you're a person who travels a lot, that's really what, you know, most of your radio audience is interested in, and locally we're doing really well, I think.
Do you think the governor will change much in his where we're at on come Saturday?
It wouldn't surprise me if they lift the masks, but I think other local governments will probably continue them at their local levels, you know, the Lake County area and things. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
So, but then again, you know, are you the mindset to just go ahead and open everything up and whatever happens, happens, or what?
I think it depends on who you are. You know what I mean? I think it depends on your risk factors. I think it depends on your fear factor of it also. I think people need to do what is their comfort level, and, you know what your health conditions are. If you have pre-existing conditions, I know you guys were talking before I got on about, you know, the COVID death toll numbers and things, and, you know, people dying, and they died of a heart attack, but they had COVID. So is that a COVID death or is that a heart attack? You know, it depends on who you ask and why you're asking, to be frank.
Absolutely, Laura. Absolutely on that.
Yeah, I mean, just true. It is. Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you're asking and why you're asking.
Yep.
But did COVID maybe impact and speed that process up? Certainly could have, because some of those people with pre-existing conditions, they're, you know, walking the fine line anyway, and then you get them a major, you know, infection that affects their body, and we know it can affect the heart. You know, it doesn't take much to push them over that edge. Now, if they didn't have those pre-existing conditions, would they die of a heart attack? Not anytime soon, probably. So, you know, it's just one of those things of, you know, I remember when I was in college, my class for statistics, our textbook was called How to Lie with Numbers and Statistics. And it's, you know, it's true. It's really all about who's gathering the numbers and why they're gathering them.
Yep.
So
I know it. I've been around that. I have did not take that class, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So
yeah, I mean, it's true. That was my textbook. And I remember at the time, you know, probably 19 years old and young and naive. And I thought, what do you mean? But the older I get, the more I get it, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I just think it depends who you are. And trust your gut. You know, if you feel like you're at high risk and you need to protect yourself, then, you know, minimize your outside trips and wear your mask. If you feel like you're in good health and you're, you know, not worried about it, then you do what's appropriate for you. I think that's basically what it comes down to, is allowing people to use their own judgment for this.
Last thing I want to ask you is, what do you think of the possible quarantine of people going from one state to the other and then when they come back?
You know, I think it puts people in a hard position. I mean, I'll be honest, when we've been open really this whole time. We've never shut our doors. And, you know, I had staff travel to high-risk areas, and I just asked them, if you can, work from home. You know, if they came into the office to gather some stuff, they would just stay away from people. You know, just mm-hmm. the common sense things that, you know, if we would all put common sense in place, we'd be in a lot better place in this world. But, you know, I think you don't need to ban it all, because here's the other thing it does, is it puts people who... For example, I know someone who's had COVID, so they have antibodies. They're probably the lowest risk person to transmit it to anybody else. They traveled to a banned state, and then when they got back, they had to quarantine for 2 weeks, and they couldn't work. And it was completely unnecessary. So I think, once again, it's situational, and using your best judgment and doing things with common sense. The problem is there are people who don't exercise common sense, number one.
Most people, I'm not sure, knows what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, people don't exercise common sense.
Right.
And then the government feels like they have to put out restrictions to kind of counterbalance that. Well, then the people who do have common sense are, you know, frustrated because they think that shouldn't have to be a law. It should just be common sense. So
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's once again using good judgment. You know, if you went, let's say you came like I did down to Tennessee and you're in the mountains in a cabin by yourself and you're not going to Dollywood and all the attractions and you're not around other people, then are you really at risk when you come back versus somebody who comes, you know, goes somewhere and goes, you know, go to Orlando and go to 7 theme parks in 7 days? That's a different situation. So I really think it comes down to people using good judgment. But like you said, you know, some people don't have that, so.
Yep. All right. Anything else we need to discuss before I let you go?
I don't think so. I think just, you know, there are a lot of people on fall break, so use your good judgment when you get back. And if, you know, you've been around a lot of people, then be careful. And if you've been sitting in a cabin in the mountain and you're not being around a bunch of people, then, you know, go about your life. So I just think, you know, be smart. We may see a little uptick when kids get back in the schools, but that I think they are ready for that and they're prepared and expect it. So
okay, all right,
Laura, all right.
Have a great rest of vacation, and we'll see you when you get back. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Laura Archibald with the Healthy Communities at Clinton County Coalition, as part of our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.